Thank you for calling the Luxurious Rain Line. Here, we can tell you about individual rain, the different types of rain, where rain will occur next, what quantities, in which qualities. What would you like to know?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. I am trying to water my plants in my garden.
Beautiful.
My hose isn't working, and I can't access my phone right now, so I was wondering, you know, the Wi-Fi on my phone.
I understood. It was implicit.
And then I was ringing you, but my phone's working.
Yes, I know, Joseph.
I'm ringing you.
I know you well. You want to know when it's raining next, and if you can get away with not fixing your hose.
Yes.
Is that what you want to know?
Yes, that was
Joe,
my...
have you found out when it's going to fucking rain yet?
Not yet, Tim, not
okay,
yet.
Okay, hurry up.
Sorry.
They're wilting.
Sorry. Okay, so I'm under time pressure. Who am I speaking to today?
You're speaking to Carol.
Oh, Carol, how are you? How are the children?
They're very well. Thank you
for
asking.
Good.
So I'm assuming you're still living with Timothy?
Yes, me and Tim, we've started planting tomatoes.
Oh, beautiful.
This week. Because the cucumbers all died,
Well, cucumbers require a great deal of rain, and I assured you there would not be sufficient amount of rain.
Yeah.
It would be excellent quality, but it would be sparse.
And to a T, you were completely correct, so wherever you get your sources from, good job.
Well, I mean, this is a premium line for a reason.
So, for tomatoes, the tomatoes are wilting, so are we in any danger?
Well...
they're fucked, come on, with the rain!
Can you bring some rain?
Now, as I have explained, I do not control the rain.
But it seems
I predict it with 100% accuracy.
But how do you get it? Because you say it and then it happens. Because Timothy's real angsty about the tomatoes.
The tomatoes will be fine. There will be a downpour very shortly from now.
What?
She says the tomatoes will be fine.
Aye, but when's it going to fucking rain?
Very soon.
3 minutes and 42 seconds.
3 minutes and 42 seconds, she says. Do you think they have enough time?
It'll be tight.
Could you bring it any sooner?
Again, I do not control it. But why don't you tell me, what is the color of the tomato's leaves?
Tim, what is the color of tomato's leaves?
What?
What's the color of the tomato's leaves, Tim?
Well, they're like a general green. Do you need it that specifically?
We'll find out. They're a general green.
Is it a luscious green or like a brownish
green? It's a general. He's not great with colors, so
what?
I can't. I'm just saying you're not great with colours, so...
Well, I said it was fucking green.
I know, you did. Yeah, that's why... it's just green, Sandra. Sorry.
Well, if they're green, you'll be fine. They can last another 8-ish minutes.
She says we've got about 8 minutes, but the rain's coming in about 3 minutes and 20 seconds now.
Well, sure, it was fucking 3 minutes about a minute ago. What's she on about?
No, well, I just... Sorry.
It's 2 minutes and 26 seconds.
I just made up the time there. Sorry, Tim. We're going to be okay. We're 6 minutes to the clear.
6 minutes till the rain?
No, it's 2 minutes and 20 seconds till the rain.
There's a 5-minute buffer.
There's a 5-minute buffer. What does that mean?
What?
It means the tomatoes can last for 5 minutes, even without the rain.
Did you say 5 minutes, was it? Who fucking get the story straight here? These tomatoes.
We've got two.
I can have nothing for my salad.
You're going to have your salad. The tomatoes are going to be fine.
The tomatoes make the fucking salad.
I know they make the salad. We have a 5-minute buffer. It's 5 minutes and she said it in a nice lilting tone, so it must be okay.
I feel very stressed.
I'm very stressed too.
Would you like some relaxing rain sounds to calm you down?
No, because then we'll think it's raining and we'll go inside.
Is it raining?
No.
Did she say it's raining?
No, she just talked about sounds of rain.
I can't hear anything.
I know you can't.
I can't feel it. I can't see it. I can't taste it.
I know you can.
I'm going to eat these tomatoes now, fuck it.
No, they're not ready, Tim.
Oh, I'm going in.
Don't stop throwing your leaves on the ground.
They're not good.
They're not good. Sandra, what do we do? It's too...
Tell him to just wait. It's only another minute on the dot.
It's too late. He's choking on them, Sandra.
I have to get these down before they go bad. Get the lettuce, get the iceberg, I'm fucking having the salad.
If he's outside, you may want to get him an umbrella. It will rain very shortly.
I'm getting an umbrella and I'll get you the lettuce.
I need greenery now.
I'm glad to hear the lettuce grew well.
Oh, it was great. Yeah, you really nailed that one.
Welcome. back to Dumbracken.
So it's, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. Amen.
No, not quite yet. Okay. It has. Okay. Forgive
I'm
me,
sorry.
Father.
It's just been, it's been very, very long time.
Well, how long? Because that's the next part. It has been X amount of time since my last confession.
Do I do the whole thing again?
No, we can skip the first bit.
Okay.
God heard it. God's on your side.
Okay, that's good to hear already. Will he still be on my side after I admit?
Whatever's eating you up inside, he's going to take it from you. He's going to make it his own problem.
How precise do I need to be? Because I've got it in my calendar.
No, honestly, you can give it an approximation, like, I don't know, 6 months, 12 months.
Oh, it's been longer than that.
Really?
It's been, you know what, I'm just going to check my calendar real quick.
God is thankful to have you back, you know? That's the main thing.
Oh, he's welcome. Okay, yeah, it has been 6 years since my last confession. Amen.
That's okay. That's good. Everybody loses their way in life a little. People don't go to the dentist for 6 years, sometimes longer.
I will say, I hadn't sinned for many of those years.
That's great. So what would you like to... What sins are you bringing to God today?
Do I just do past sins or current sins as well? Like, sins I'm still participating in?
I guess we'll start with past and then move to present.
Okay, I asked my parents for money for my kids' university fund, but then I've spent it all.
I was going to say, I don't think that's a sin, but then you finished. I guess yeah, that is the sin of lying.
Oh, amen.
Great job. Wasn't a prayer, but you're in the right spirit.
So I just thought that's how you communicate with God.
Hey, yeah, no. Anytime you say amen, he perks up his signal.
Okay, well, I'm not going to say it unnecessarily.
So you've committed the sin of lying. And not only lying, but lying to the people who raised you, the people... That's okay, happens.
Okay, so God's the only worried about the lying, but the money part's fine. If I'd been truthful and done the same acts, I'd be scotch-free.
I mean, God doesn't deal in money, so...
Does he not?
No, he doesn't. Whatever you do with your money is just okay. Your own gain. So what is...
Now, I can't undo the lying, and they found out.
They found out?
Yes.
Did they tell you to come here, or is this of your own volition?
No, that's because of my current sin. We can get to that whenever we get to that. That's
you know
fine.
What? I'm going to tell you... 4 Hail Marys and you're A-okay with God.
Okay. Do I just Google those or?
Yes, you can Google them.
Okay. Do I need any equipment?
If you had a pair of rosaries, maybe you could steal that off your parents because that seems to be a common thing for you.
Okay. It's very judgmental.
God's a judgy man.
I mean, that was you. But...
I am a vestibule of God. 4 Hail Marys is all you got to do.
Okay. Okay. It was £32,000.
All right. We'll bump it to 6 and we'll call it even.
You know what? I'll take it. That seems like a...
Yeah, that's that 4,000 for a Hail Mary.
That's bad math, but that's fine. I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth, I guess.
Dunbracken welcomed its new mayor at a ceremony at the town hall this week. Most residents may not be aware that an election took place last week, or that Dunbracken had ever previously had a mayor. But Mayor Unders assures us that the election did indeed take place, and that we do and always have had a town mayor. Mayor Unders is currently testing the town's water supply for hallucinogens to work out how this shared delusion amongst everyone has occurred. Anyone who does not remember any previous mayors should go to their GP immediately, as they may be in danger of suffering from early onset dementia. Police have been instructed to arrest anyone who claims that Dunbracken has never had a mayor.
How much for this old alarm clock?
What does it say at the minute?
14 minutes.
Okay, it's £14.
I'm going to wait 13 more minutes.
Why would you do that, sir?
Well, the price seems to be tied to the minutes.
And no, I only said 14 once. It just happened to coincide with the...
Okay, so a minute from now, it's not going to be 13.
It's not going to be 13. Do you see a price tag on this alarm clock, sir?
No. I mean, this is negotiating. You first of all, you lost because you named the price first.
I don't think that's how one loot. This is a garage sale. I'm just trying to make money so that my son can get back into college.
Back? Did he drop out?
No, he didn't drop out, but he did get into a tussle with a security guard, and now I have to pay a hefty fine so that he's allowed back in the premises to collect his
thing. Okay, it sounds desperate. How much for this clock now?
13, but I did...
I'm just going to wait here and then...
I'll take it.
Oh, we have a bid. Oh, how much? How much for? How much?
Just wait. The price keeps going down.
Price is 13.
Yeah, but I'm going to buy it now if you're going
to
wait.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll sell it to you right now for 12.
Oh, okay. I'm happy with that.
Yeah, okay. So...
No, hold on.
You snooze, you lose.
Okay, are you putting in an offer or are you just stalling?
Oh, sorry. I'm just clearing my throat. How's your son doing now?
You know, it's a struggle. I mean, you can see him up there in the window up there. You see that little kid looking?
He's very little. Is he too young for college? Could that be why he's struggling?
No, just because he's a small boy doesn't mean that he's too young for college.
No, you call him a boy.
Excuse me. Sorry. Sorry to interrupt. These VHSs, they're not labeled.
Oh,
I'll take them.
No.
Oh, you want one?
Yeah.
You want them all?
I'll take them.
No, I was trying to find out. I was trying to find
those
out.
Those are actually, that is my wedding. That's a recording of my wedding.
This is like 25 tapes.
Yeah, it's the whole day.
Does it have the tab taken off? I'd probably want to record over that.
You're gonna record over my wedding?
Yeah, there's like a good monster truck show on.
A seal hasn't taken place yet, sir.
That's true.
This is just an initial query. Also, you did that to that guy over there as well. Are you?
Sorry, yeah, he's going to buy the alarm clock. Are you still interested, sir?
How much is it?
It's 10.
So that's 8.
Okay, fine. Yeah, you got me. It's 8.
I would have paid the original price from just a couple of minutes ago.
Well, I wish I could sell it to you for the original price, but as you can see, it says 8, so I really need to get this rid of.
Well, okay, I can respect someone who... is a lot better at buying than me, but I will take those VHSs.
No.
Okay, just the wedding one.
All 25 of them are my wedding. It was the full day. Why can't you understand that? Me and Martha had a wonderful 25 hours.
Was it a spectacular wedding? What was the one to document all of it?
What do you mean, what was the one to document all
probably
of it?
Probably people do the
wedding?
Best bits.
Everything was the best bit
who's
of that.
Who's ever enjoyed an
day?
Entire wedding
hey,
day?
Hey, son, stop it. Stop crying just because I'm talking about your mother. Stop it.
Oh, yeah. Why are you getting rid of these if it was such a nice day?
It was a nice day, but look, she went to go talk to the college.
Are these faulty?
No, they're in great condition. They're in great condition.
Are they broken your television?
No, they're wonderful. They are the best VHSs money can sell.
Hey, if you don't trust the seller... get lost.
Don't get lost.
I just want to find out a bit more about the item before I part with my money.
I do want to know more about it as well. So there's 25 tapes.
Yeah, 25 hours. One magical day.
25 hours? But
it
like,
was so good it spilled into 1 o'clock.
You started the ceremony at midnight the day before?
Not the ceremony, but I started preparing, sure.
Oh, now that I look at this clock, it does have 24 pips to it. 25, sorry.
Yeah,
it's very unusual.
It might not be working, but there's 25 of them. So the first 8 hours, admittedly, are just people sleeping.
There's coverage of everyone from the wedding party in this?
I had 5 different cameras going.
Five?
Yeah, I had to catch everyone, so it started out...
No, hold on, you subbed down each of the 5 cameras into an RE.
Yeah, I
you're
made
not
the best
doing 5
bits
hours
the,
for... Oh, so you do
cameras.
Believe in best bit.
Yeah, but for 5 cameras, you have to cut them down a little bit. You couldn't... That would be, what, 125 hours? Come on, that's too long for a wedding team. That's 125 videos.
See, if I get all of those videos, I'm going to edit it so that it looks like people are sleeping through your wedding.
Why would you do that? You know that's not true. That's not what happened.
Well...
People had a wonderful time. They slept
for
the first 8 hours.
If there's
sure.
only one record...
These,
we
you know
see
what?
The wedding,
you know what?
Then...
I don't think the VHSs are for sale anymore.
Hey, no, you can't do that.
I can't do that.
It says garage sale, everything for sale. Ask for a price. I'm asking for a price.
By the way, do you do price matching?
Yeah, I do. You find this exact model in Tesco, and I will match it.
You know what? I'll be back.
Okay. It's good. Clock's ticking for you, sir. It's £6 now. So.
Are these tapes also available in Tesco?
Do you want me to check when I'm there?
Hey, that would be great. I'd really appreciate that.
No worries. I'm going to be back real quick.
She'll be back, though.
Mm.
She will be back. Yeah, she just went to talk to the college, okay? And admittedly, she made things worse. The police were called, and she's spending a fortnight learning her lesson.
Oh.
But she'll be back, and she'll be so proud of the work I've done to put our son through college.
Not to ask a personal question, but are you recording that?
Everything for sale. My personal life's for sale too. You writing an autobiography? I'll do that too.
How much for your son? Is he included? No, he's not in the garage. It's a stupid question.
Stop putting that sign up. No. No, you're not in the garage. We talked about this. Anything in the garage. Don't you come down here. I just gotta get him. I gotta get her back and I gotta get him away.
Hey, I called my friend who works at Tesco's, and apparently if they have VHS in stock, they just give them away for free.
What?
Of the wedding?
Is that a club member's
of the wedding?
Deal?
Oh, they say no matter what's recorded on them. It's like company policy. They don't want to throw them away. Cause
I kind of want to see the wedding, though. Like, why was it...
You just want to watch the...
I mean, if he does price matching, he has to give it away for free.
Yes, you can have the 25 TMs. Can I just ask one thing?
No, you can't get it back.
Sorry, just quickly, how much is the clock?
£3.
I'll be back in a wee moment.
Okay, so what is your current sin?
I'm currently embezzling large amounts of money from...
So it's more money?
It's just the charity asked me to look at their books and I saw an opportunity and...
To steal from a charity, sir?
Yeah, it is a charity.
I'll be honest, this is a struggle for God because although he doesn't deal in money, poor, broken children do.
I didn't say it was for children.
What charity was it for?
Oh, it's for animals. It's fine.
Oh, well then.
So just going to do the six.
The six, and then we'll top it off with 4.5 Our Fathers. You just say amen any point during the fifth.
Okay, is this for the current sin then?
This is for the current sin, yeah. Well, how much money have you currently embezzled?
Oh, it's £65,000 and counting.
That's, yeah, okay, so we'll actually drop that down. That's 3.5 Our Fathers, because they're powerful. Because you're talking straight to him. You're not dealing with the middle woman of Mary.
Oh, it's a Hail Mary addressed at Mary herself.
Yes, you're talking directly to Mary, Our Fathers, right to the big man. So if you wanted to convert those six Hail Marys...
Well, and now I know the monetary value of each of them, so...
Yeah, you can work it out yourself.
I mean, Mary's still 0.4 gods. That's not bad. She's done well for herself.
Yeah, sometimes she is better at dealing with your problems.
This has been very pragmatic. I expect it more philosophy.
That's not our realm. My dad had an old army mine. He showed me it. Said I wasn't allowed to touch it, though. Didn't know if it was live or not, but he keeps it in the attic.
A mine?
A mine, yeah.
In the attic? What do you do at Christmas?
Well, we don't put our Christmas tree up there. We get a new one every year.
It's very wasteful.
He says that, well, the mine protects from... He calls it the spectre in the attic. He thinks if it ever takes a corporeal form, the mine will protect him.
Big if.
Yeah, there's nothing else in there.
So you've just got a mine in the attic?
Mine in the attic. It's why we can't sell the house.
Where did he get it?
He said his granddad got it in World War II.
And brought it back?
He did, yeah. He fell on it, stayed there for 2 days, and then just eventually stood up.
Just got fed up.
Got fed up.
Well, it mustn't be live then.
Oh, yeah.
So just take it. You can claim back your attic. You can have as many trees as you want up there.
But what if as soon as we take the attic, the spectre does, he senses his opportunity?
I think your dad's hiding something up in the attic.
I don't know. He goes up there a lot, but he says you can't go up there.
Because of the mine.
Because of the mine.
And
but he
the
says,
spectre.
Because, yeah, but he knows where the mine's placed, so he knows how to navigate. But I've never went up there. The mine and the spectre. That's pretty good for me to stay away.
I think your dad has some terrible secrets up in that attic.
He just said granddad went away. He never had a funeral for him.
Maybe your granddad is the spectre.
God.
Or the mine. Not sure. It's a confusing story.
It is. Well, maybe I'll, this weekend, whenever I'm allowed back at his house. Because I only spend weekends with him.
Allowed back?
I only spend weekends with him. Whenever the court allows me to be there.
Right, right.
Then I'll test it out.
Do they know about the mine?
No. He said, in my interview, don't mention the spectre, granddad, or the mine. Those were the three off topics. And he said, if you start to sweat, just say you miss your dad very much. They didn't buy that, though, so because he was going for full custody. They said something shifty was up, so they gave him 2 days.
Yeah. If someone's sad, they tend to cry, which is like sweating from the eyes, I guess.
That's good, yeah. You find that works with your parents?
Well, yeah. Whenever I want something, I just sweat at them. I lock myself in my bedroom, just sweat really loudly.
They don't, they don't like nervous children. Anyone claiming that the mayor's office is just the condemned school gym that burned down 4 years ago and that he has been silently building his office using stolen supplies from the school is grossly mistaken and will be arrested for suspected treason. Anyone caught tampering with the sign in front of what looks like the old burned down school hall but is in fact the not burned down mayor's office will be brought in front of the mayor for a punishment of his choosing. If the sign falls down, the last person to walk by it will be brought in front of the mayor. The mayor himself knocks down the sign during one of his daily scream walks, then he will sue his assistant for not being able to stop him in time.
Now, should I wait till I finish embezzling, or is it fine to do it?
Honestly, if you want to get a head start on the praying, you can do a few, and then every time you embezzle, pray a little to God. Maybe stop the embezzling, but if you're going to continue doing it, then I think you could come back here, we'll get you a retainer, not in monetary value, in prayers.
No, but I mean, we've put a monetary value to that now. That's good to know.
Yeah. So you just keep doing the prayers, and God will... You're almost certainly going to hell, but...
No, hold on, that's why I'm here. I want to avoid that part.
Well, I think you need to stop doing the things, because the thing is that you've realized that they're sins.
I'm just hiding from my parents in here.
You're not actually sorry?
Well, if you're not sorry,
we're going to have to break in the creed of Jesus Christ.
I mean, I just thought you say the things and...
No.
I'm also just killing time.
So the creed of Jesus Christ is, going to be honest, a lot longer than the other two, but more powerful. Because you're talking to the boy who resurrected himself.
Now, could I ask one of the interns to do it for me?
So, if the interns are doing it for you, it's not as powerful. You're still getting a little bit. But if you were to, say, get 14 interns and they all do it once, that's as good as you doing it once.
14? We don't have that many interns. You heard how little I'm embezzling.
Yeah, only 2.5 Hail Mary's worth, so...
But, okay, I want to avoid hell.
Okay.
That's really why... Well, I want to avoid hell and my parents. That's why I'm here.
Well, what are their sins? Because maybe if they're very good people, maybe hell is the place for you.
I see what you're saying. You want me to trick God into thinking I'm my father.
That was not what I was saying. I was saying...
No, I get it. He's going to heaven, and I'm going to hell if we swap places. I'm going.
I'm not usually advocating for tricking our father, but if you want to, that's on you. I think it will be difficult. Are you named the same?
I mean, I can change his name.
I think it's too late because you've both been baptized. He witnessed both your baptisms.
Oh, I haven't been baptized.
Sorry.
Oh, hold on. Is that how I get rid of my sin? Is this a loophole here?
You know what? Technically, that does wash you anew. So
great.
I guess that if you were baptized, now you become a new person. You're a little baby in the eyes of God, and your actions, it's like an 18-year-old being scrubbed clean.
Great. Okay, well, once I've scrubbed the charity clean, I'll come here and we'll get this on our way.
Great, yeah.
Great, so do I leave a tip?
just say the prayers, I think.
Okay, great, and I'll Google those.
That's great. Wonderful, thank you.
All right, thank you. This has been great, and I'm into you, Father.
Another soul saved. You did it, Father. You really did. Back to Dunbracken is created, produced, and edited by Conleth McVeigh. For more information on the podcast, including the weekly town newsletter, you can follow us at DunbrackenPod on Instagram. The opening and closing themes, you know, the music you can hear right now, well, that incredible music is made by Connor Mallon, and you can check out his entire album, Unearthed, on Spotify right now. The additional voices you heard this episode were Patrick Meyer, Marcus Keeley, Laura Conlon, and Jared Donnelly. Thank you for listening. We look forward to welcoming you back to Dunbracken very soon.